Good morning, dear Aurovians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 12th of November, and here in Auroville is mostly cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and thunderstorm, mainly later, and cloudy with occasional rain and thunderstorm over the night. Temperatures will be ranging from low 25 to high 30 degrees, with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Precipitation is forecast on 62% with 6 millimeters. Northerly winds on 9 kilometers per hour with occasional gust on 15 kilometers per hour. But forecast over the weekend says thunderstorm in the area Saturday morning through Sunday evening. And temperatures will be dropped drastically to even highest 26 or 27. Moon is still new, illuminated on 1%. On Monday, 16th of November at 3 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, the International Zone Coordination Team cordially invites us to participate in the manifestation of the dream for this zone, or with other words, they're inviting us to International Zone General Meeting. They aspire to propel the development of the International Zone infrastructure at all 14 focal points to prepare for the 50th anniversary of Auroville. The focal points are located in Europe, North and Southeast Asia, the Americas, Oceania, Africa and the Middle East. All who relate to the International Zone are invited to hold their activities around them. According to budget availability, the necessary material needed for the pavilion activities can be provided. The pavilion groups are invited to do a brief report on their activities and creative plans, if any, for the 50th anniversary of Auroville. Your feedback and suggestions on the project will be needed at the meeting. Adi Shakti and Eda Enchevanadi is hosting a performance on the 14th Saturday and 15th Sunday of November, whereby Perch presents Monkey and the Mobile, a play in English, Tamil, Malayalam, Hindi, with Aditi Beda, Ananda Swami, Anita Shantanam, Darsha Rajendran, Paul Matthew, Rainsy Philip, Rijul Ray, Sudha Sudanti, Vasan Selvam, and Vinod Ravindran. It will be facilitated by Anushka Minakshi, Ishwar Shrikumar, Manoj Jason, Nirek Saldana, and Sudarshan K. The play is directed by Rajiv Krishnan. Otherwise, today, mining for the masters. Mine Festival is starting, which will be going on until 24th of November. And here's an excerpt of the interview with Drupad.
There are a few things planned. One thing planned is 14th of November is a Pondi day. We are gifting it to Pondi. Mm-hmm. So we will be in and around Pondi for some time. There'll be shows in the evening, probably in one of the commercial places. I'm not sure till now. I think right now it's Casablanca. Mm. So we'll be doing something and inviting the kind of intelligentsia there, you know, that sort of thing. In Auroville, three things are planned. One thing is planned. There will be a permanent setup in Bharat Niwas, in one of the rooms there. It's close to Sauchu. They have built a new building. I don't know what is that building called. I think it's close to Sauchu. There's a new building that is built.
Close to Sauchu, no? You mean Tamil Heritage Center?
I don't know what it is. It's a new building that is just constructed. In that, we'll have a permanent video sort of thing. People can go and record one-minute mimes. Mm-hmm. There will be always one mime artist there for you to give workshops. You can go and contact us in Sauchu and say we want to learn mime right now. Mm-hmm. And we can train you for that 1 minute mime videos. So we're making, there are more than 200 mime artists doing 1 minute videos all over the world.
Which day will be that?
That will be every day.
Every day
from 12th to 24th. So that's a time. So you can contact one of us and we will train you. Mm-hmm. And you can record any time when you're feeling that I'm ready now to record. And that room is there. It will continuously record and we will, after later on, stream it on 21st.
Yeah.
On 21st, we are streaming it live. In Sire, that on top
conference room,
conference room, And also that day, 21st, from 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening, 5 o'clock in the evening, we are attempting to contact five great masters. So the time is lucid because sometimes we may not be able to do so. We can't say at what exact time we will be talking to what master. Mm-hmm. So this is the attempt.
That would be like via Skype or something like that?
Yeah, via Skype, yeah. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. then after that, 22nd, what we wish to do is we wish to make a performance, not us, but a group of Aurovillians we will take. So anybody who is interested can come and meet us on the 12th or even send an email to mime@auroville.org.in and say we would like to participate in the performance on 22nd. Mm-hmm. And the mime artists who are here will choreograph and we will do a small sort of skit, yeah, 20-30 minutes of Auroville in Sauchu. And 23rd, we will be performing in Shobhinda Auditorium at 7:30 in the evening. So that's a full-fledged mime performance by us.
Like the mime, all our mime performance.
Yeah, all the mimes who are there, we are making two big performances, one a 40-minute performance, and then individually we are doing small skits. Mm-hmm. So that is also, we will have, if you have read the news and notes, we will have one of the India's master. His name is Niranjan Goswami. Mm-hmm. He has got an award from the President of India as well. So he's quite a great person, gone all over the world, has gone and got an open ticket to entire world saying, whenever you want to come here, you can come. That sort of master. Very knowledgeable guy. So he shall grace the, yeah. Mm-hmm. From 20th to 25th, he will be here. So...
We are invited to join an exhibition at Citadine Centre d'Art at Dominic Dupe, Indian Trajectory, which will be inaugurated tomorrow, Friday 13 at 4:30 p.m. A trajectory is the path, the time spent between the point A and the point B into a space. Indian Trajectory is about this space between 1996 and 2016 in India and all over by architects immersed in all senses and all cultures allowing himself to manifest forms, colors and sounds in three dimensions with the joy of a child. Exhibition will be open until 27th of November. Gallery Square Circle in Kalekendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone will present exhibition of paintings by Varsha Randive, Kishore Narayan Randive from 19th of November till 10th of December at Kalekendra in Bharat Nivas. The exhibition will be inaugurated on Thursday 19th at 5:30 p.m. And here's a reminder from BCC. They are saying they keep receiving comments regarding the actual work involvement of Aurovillians in services and activities. To address this, they are asking all services and activities to provide a written confirmation about the involvement of individual Aurovillian or newcomers. Activities and services receiving full or partial funding, recurring budget or on maintenances, need to send a clear statement to the Human Resource Team, HRT, about the working hours maintained by each individual in that activity or service. Only if this confirmation is received at the earliest within the current month can the present full-time, half-time level of maintenance will be continued to the disbursed. We need to know that full-time equal at least 35 hours a week and half-time at least 18 hours per week. They also take this opportunity to remind all services and activities to inform HRT when an Aurovillian stops working for the service of his involvement, numbers of hours change. From Resident Assembly Service comes for our information and on discussion about food commodity distribution. And they are saying that Resident Assembly Service has been asked by BCC and via FMC to start a discussion about food commodity distribution in Oroville. A survey has been sent to services and the first rounds of interviews is happening now. A website is in preparation to share basic infos gathered by Resident Assembly Service from us. The website will give us all the possibility to give our comments, feedbacks and suggestions so that we are part of the preparation. General meeting is planned at the end of November or beginning of December. So Resident Assembly Service sent a letter or invitation to participate in a study to services and units, and they're saying the study will focus on the following Oroville food commodity distribution entities as Farm Fresh, Foodlink, Ganesh Bakery, Hearst, Porto's Distribution Center, Porto's Purchasing Service, the Oroville Bakery, Le Gourmet. And the study aims to research and present to the community a summarized report on the general meeting, as we said, at the end of November or beginning of December, that compares and contrasts the following aspects of the above entities. The process by which prices are set. Second, the way in which Oroville supports the outlet. Third, the way in which the outlet supports Oroville. Fourth, how expenditure decisions are made. Fifth, the role of the entity within the Oroville maintenance system. Sixth, number of Orovillians engaged. And seventh, number of non-Orovillians engaged. And here is also an interesting note from Solitude, where they're asking us if we will help to take permaculture to the villages in Tamil Nadu. And they set up the question on the Facebook page, how can permaculture and music create an authentic social change? And they're saying, without bringing people together, we cannot bring change. What will bring people together? An authentic food that nourishes your whole being, food that is local, food with which we have a relationship with. This food brings people together. Music is food for the soul that evokes something deep from within our humanity. Music is a celebration that too brings people together. At Cinema Bharat Nivas, Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. there will screen Samurai Duel at Ichioji Temple, the second part of the Samurai trilogy directed by Hiroshi Ninagaki and made in Japan in 1955. Ateco Film Club in Sadana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Coconut Revolution, made in 2000 and directed by Don Ortro. At Visitor Center Movie Show today at 8 p.m. we can see The Man from U.N.C.L.E., made in 2015, and it's action-adventure comedy directed by Guy Ritchie. Tomorrow, also at 8 p.m. we can see The Hobbit Battle of Five Armies, directed by Peter Jackson. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, they still follow the film noir series, and we will see drama thriller Purple Moon, which was made in France and Italy in 1960, and directed by René Clémenté. On Saturday, we will see drama crime White Heat, made in USA in 1949 by director Raoul Walsh. At Children's Film on Sunday, at 4:30 p.m. we will see animation adventure B-movie, which was made in USA in 2007 by director Steve Hickner. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. we will see Hachik Monogatari, drama family, which was made in Japan in 1987 and director by Seijiro Koyama. Today at Cinema Paradiso at 5 p.m. we will see second part of Piero Ciccianesi interview on Matrimandir. And on Monday, 16th of November, at 6, also at Cinema Paradiso at 6:30 p.m., Pavilion de France presents Human Volume 3, Happiness and Education and Handicap, directed by Jan Artus Bertrand. From the Synthesis of Yoga of Sri Aurobindo, we read, an entire self-consecration, a complete equality, an inspiring effacement of the ego, a transforming deliverance of the nature from its ignorant modes of action are the steps by which the surrender of all the being and nature to the divine will can be prepared and achieved. A self-giving, true, total, and without reserve. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville radio.org.